Page 637, Proverbs chapter 3, and just two verses today, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It was a short reading, but a very good one. In fact, we're going to try and see if we can memorize the whole reading this morning. But we're going to start with our very first verse. So let's get it up again. It is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why don't we try and say that all together? Let's go for it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We'll say it lots, so you'll get there by the end.
So as you can see, this is about what or who we put our trust in. All through our lives, we have this decision to make in every situation. Will we choose to trust in the Lord, or will we trust in our own cleverness, our own brains? It uses the word trust, do you notice, and also the word lean, because basically they mean the same thing. Trusting is when we lean on something, when we put all our weight on something. So, for instance, the walls in the church, I'm leaning and putting my full weight on them because I trust that they will hold me up. But sometimes we can choose to lean on things that can't hold us up. We've got a short video for you to watch. And we're sorry, unfortunately, we can't show it to you at home. But it'll just be 1 minute long. So let's have a look at our video.
What we just watched was, we watched a video where people had to make it across a lake and on some stepping stones. And they had to choose which stepping stone to jump on, which one they would trust. Sometimes they jumped on a good, solid stepping stone. They were safe, they were dry, they made it across. But sometimes they chose to jump on a stepping stone that just completely collapsed, it couldn't hold them, and they got very wet.
Well, it's like that in this Bible verse, deciding what to trust. Shall we say it again? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. So it's telling us to trust in the Lord God. And he is like a stepping stone. He won't let us down. And we're being told not to lean on our own understanding. Our own understanding is like a fake stone. Oof. It might at first have seemed like a good idea, but in the end, well, it clearly can't be trusted, and it will leave us in a mess.
Now, this seems pretty strange, doesn't it? Especially when we're reading a book all about gaining understanding and wisdom. It seems strange to say that our own understanding can't be trusted. And so we need to think about this really carefully, because this isn't telling us to turn off our brains. Actually, our brains help us to know God better.
But it means that true wisdom and true understanding don't come from our own heads. They come from the Lord. The Lord can be trusted completely in a way that we just can't.
And because our wisdom is actually, it's nothing compared to the Lord's. If you think of the wisest person in the entire world, well, compared to the Lord, their wisdom could be collected in this tiny thimble. Whereas God's would take up the entire ocean. Not very much wisdom.
Now that means that the Christian life will mean that we sometimes do things that look silly to other people. With our thimble's worth of wisdom, it might seem odd, but God with his ocean's worth knows best. Now especially there might be times when our friends or our family, if they're not Christian, we'll look at what we're doing and think we're making crazy decisions. But actually, we're trusting in the Lord. We are standing on solid ground.
It's a bit like maybe if your friends try and get you to join in with something you know you shouldn't do. So if they try and tell you to keep a secret from your parents, imagine your friends trying to tell you to keep a secret from your parents. Now, they might think that you are annoying or silly or weird if you don't join in and go along with them. And in your head, by your own understanding, you might think, well, it's okay, isn't it? Oh, surely it's fine. I think that's all right. But remember, our own understanding is like trusting a stepping stone that'll sink, or a box that'll fall flat. But trusting the Lord, well, he can be trusted. If we trust the Lord, if we do what he says, he will look after us and it will be better for us. He will protect us as we obey him.
A few sentences later in Proverbs chapter 3, it says this: honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Well, if we trust God, then that means that we'll make sacrifices and give away some of our money to God's service. Now, that could look completely foolish to others. Why leave yourself less money to spend? Leave yourself less to spend on your house or on your holiday. It seems ridiculous. But actually, when we trust in the Lord with our money, we're standing on solid ground. Listen to this from Proverbs 11. Some people give much, but get back even more. But others don't give what they should, and they end up poor.
Or finally, it's like trusting the Bible. You see, Jesus tells us that all God's words are firm and true and sure and definite. But people think we're mad for believing the Bible, don't they? Some people think that it's ridiculous to believe that Jesus could come back from the dead. So sometimes, based on our own understanding, we can think things, maybe it's not true, or we can think things are hard to understand in the Bible, or we can think sometimes that we don't like what it says. And then we've got a choice. We can choose, are we going to submit to the Bible and trust what it says, or are we going to trust our own understanding? Are we going to trust the Lord or our own understanding?
So let's say our sentence, in fact, both of them again together.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Brilliant. Okay, why don't we stay stood up and we're going to say it another time through, okay? 3, 2, 1. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Good job. You can take a seat now. You've earned it. Now let's think about the second verse. Now we're going to think about the second verse in it. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So in all your ways, let's think about that.
Well, what does that mean? Well, it means acknowledge the Lord in everything you do, whether playing a game or reading a book, doing a difficult sum or going to doing your job, spending time with friends, or just doing the garden.
It means acknowledge the Lord in everywhere you go, whether you're going to school or to work, whether you're going out for the day or whether you're going home, whether you're going to go visit family or friends.
And it means acknowledge the Lord in every plan you make, which subjects to study at secondary school or university, which job to take and where, who to marry, which house to live in, which insurance to buy. It means basically acknowledge the Lord in absolutely everything as you go through your life. But what does this word acknowledge mean? Polly, what does it mean? Polly? Polly? Hello, Polly. I'm standing here right next to you. You're ignoring me.
All right. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry. I was just pretending to ignore you. Because at the very least, not acknowledging someone is the opposite of ignoring. Acknowledging God is the opposite of ignoring God. It's the opposite of ignoring God in everything we do, everywhere we go, and every plan we make.
But not ignoring is just the start of acknowledging. The word in the Bible means a lot more. It literally means to know God in everything. It's about a relationship with Him in which He is involved in all we do. That's also what the Apostle Paul taught us. For instance, in Colossians 3, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
And it's not just that we have to think or imagine that God is with us. Actually, as Christians, we know that God has sent His Holy Spirit to live in our hearts, which means that God is with us. He's actually with us all the time. Jesus really is with us in this room now. And that is brilliant news. So we can choose to acknowledge Him, not to ignore Him, but to rejoice that He's actually with us now.
So that means that in everything we do, Jesus is with us. So as young people and older people, you wash the dishes a little bit later, know Jesus is there.
It means everywhere you go, Jesus is with you. So as you head to school tomorrow morning, know that Jesus is going with you.
And in every plan you make, Jesus is with us. As parents, you decide things like which school to send your children to. Jesus is with you. I wonder if this will make a difference to all our decisions this week.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Your paths straight. But that's what we're thinking about now. What does that mean? He will make your paths straight. Well, two things. Number one, it means he will help you to do the right thing, the thing that pleases him. It might not always be easy, but he'll give us the power. And number two, it means that he'll help us to succeed in what we're doing, as long as it is the right thing.
But life doesn't always look like it's a straight path. It's not straightforward in our experience. It's not always easy. There are many challenges, even if we are going God's way.
But how you look at things can really help. So you can either look at the path in front of you from the point of view of a worm or from the point of view of a bird, okay? You can look at life from a worm's eye view or from a bird's eye view. So a worm, from their worm's eye view, they can only see the bit of ground or dirt or sticky mud or rock that's straight in front of them. And as they go through life, they're moving through life, they can always only see what's immediately in front of them.
But a bird is right up in the sky and they can see the whole path. They can see the big picture. They can see where they're going and they can see the end. And the wonderful thing we have as Christian believers is we have the ability to take the bird's eye view. We know that Jesus is the fulfillment of all God's plans. We know that he gives us great and precious promises that he will bring us through life to glory in the new creation in heaven.
So there will be some difficult things in life. Who here, stick up a hand if you've heard of the story, we're going on a bear hunt. Going on a bear hunt? Well, that story is true for us because there'll be some things that we get to in life where we'll say we can't go over it, we can't go under it, oh no, we've got to go through it.
Sometimes the way is hard, but in all these hard things, we have God's wonderful promise too. And we're going to sing about that in a little while. We're going to sing, "Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore." The Lord is promising that with him, none of his stepping stones will sink.
So let's say it all together again. From the beginning. 3, 2, 1. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.